The Virginia legislature this week will be asked to voice support for natural gas exploration off the state's coast. For 25 years, a federal moratorium has banned gas or oil drilling off most of the nation's shorelines. Lately, there's been growing political momentum to end the moratorium and to tap into a potential new domestic source for energy. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
It wasn't too long ago the idea of drilling for gas or oil off the East Coast was a political non-starter. Proposals to explore for fossil fuels off the Carolina Outer Banks or the Nantucket Shore died quickly amid fears they'd foul the environment or scare off beachgoers. But in at least one state, attitudes may be changing. Virginia State Senator Frank Wagner is leading an effort to welcome exploration to waters about 50 miles off the coast. And this time, he says the people of Virginia support him.
They've seen our troops overseas. They've watched terrorists being funded by oil money. Then they look at their utility bills and they stop at the gas pump and they say, somebody better needs to come up with a solution.
For Wagner, that solution starts with legislation expressing support for offshore natural gas exploration. The bill is a compromise forged by Wagner, a Republican, and Virginia's Democratic governor, and it's designed to send a message to federal officials who have the ultimate say in whether drilling will be allowed off the Atlantic seaboard. Industrial leaders say new gas supplies would stabilize East Coast energy prices, which now are among the nation's highest. Jerry Miller has seen those higher fuel bills at his business, a shipyard on the Portsmouth waterfront. Miller spends about $10,000 a month for natural gas to power his boiler and a huge oven where painted metal ship parts dry. He says lower fuel prices would make his business more competitive, and he says offshore drilling would help revive Virginia's struggling ship industry.
I don't want to sound selfish about it. You know, I just see it as an economy boost for the entire region, because not only is there going to be people need to work on these boats, there's people got to supply it. And people come in from out of town looking for it. I mean, it's if you look around the country where there's, you know, major hubs of energy, I mean, there's a booming economy. So that would be great for us from that regard.
Business lobbyists want Virginia to become the first state on the East Coast to welcome ocean drilling. Many spoke this month at a hearing before the Minerals Management Service, a federal agency considering whether to allow new energy development in the Atlantic Ocean and elsewhere. The head of the Virginia Manufacturers Association, Brett Vassey, predicted offshore drilling could bring 24,000 jobs to the state and add more than $3 billion to the economy.
This is a brand new industry for the Commonwealth. Not only are we developing an independence for energy and a security from foreign energy, which is important, but also we're looking at a new economic force in this Commonwealth. The first in always wins.
But the hearing also brought out drilling opponents. They support continuing the federal moratorium on new offshore energy development, a ban that's been in place since 1981 and only could be lifted by Congress and the president. Environmentalist Glenn Bessa argued drilling would damage Virginia's ecology and do little to create jobs.
If this is such a boon to the economy, as so many people have said, then why is the areas where drilling has occurred most intensely, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, three of the poorest states in this country? Obviously, this is not a boon to the economy.
The compromise before the Virginia legislature stopped short of calling for the federal moratorium to be lifted. It only backs exploration and mapping of the ocean to determine how much gas might be there. Still, many in the environmental community would prefer that Virginia's coastline remain undisturbed.
Charlie, I'll get you in a boat first.
At Wild River Outfitters, a Virginia beach company that runs kayak classes and paddling tours, owner Lily Gilbert worries offshore energy operations will destroy her livelihood. She's concerned they'll pollute the water, litter the coastline with refineries and pipelines, and hamper the area's $1.6 billion tourism industry.
I'm involved in the business of selling fun. And when something happens to the environment that destroys the fun factor for people, I think that's a serious consideration, not just because they won't have any fun anymore, but because it's an indication that something is really wrong because we've allowed this to happen. And I think the thrust should be on renewable resources rather than relying on fossil fuels.
Several bills are pending in Congress to ease the federal moratorium and open certain ocean waters to energy production, including one measure backed by Virginia's two senators, Republicans John Warner and George Allen. Still, opposition to offshore drilling remains strong on other parts of the East Coast. The governor of North Carolina has come out against drilling in Virginia out of concern it would harm his state's environment. And New Jersey senators have proposed a permanent drilling ban for most of the Atlantic shoreline. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.